God's word for us to hear this morning is not from the Old Testament lesson. It's not from the epistle lesson. It's not from the gospel. But it's from the last book of God's word. Almost the last words. From Revelation 22, beginning at verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am in the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony. For the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to uplift us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. This morning on the last Sunday of the church year. Traditionally, that's what it was named. Or it is the 27th, 26th, 25th Sunday after the Feast of Pentecost. But going even further back, traditionally this was called Christ the King Sunday because it culminates the whole of the church year and brings it right to the fourth part. As John wrote in the book of Revelation, amen, come, Lord Jesus. Come strengthen us. Come abide with us. The lessons for the last few Sundays kind of doom and gloom and kind of, okay, guys, you got to get ready. You got to watch. You got to be alert. Jesus is going to come again. And so this Sunday culminates everything. Culminates our faith and belief in our life in calling Christ the King. The King of our lives. I want you to think about those lives. I want you to think about how busy we have made our lives at this time of the year. Oh yes, putting up the Christmas tree, decorating it, waiting for Christmas to come, getting all of those kinds of gift lists and everything arranged. But have you really thought about your inner self? Have you thought about your belief and your faith? I want you to think about that as well today. And I want you to think about this young man. And this young man was working in a refrigerator boxcar. And all of a sudden, the doors were shut and locked. He didn't know what to think about that. But he knew that now he was alone because everybody was gone. They had gone home. And he was alone in this freezer boxcar. It was getting colder for him. And he sat down on the floor and he etched into the floor how cold it was, that he would probably die before the morning. He wanted his loved ones to know that he loved them. In the morning, they opened up the boxcar and found his body. He was dead. Even though the temperature in that boxcar never went below 55 degrees, that man was dead. Because he knew in his inner self that there was no hope. There was no life. And I want you to think about your inner self, your faith life. How fragile that life is. And whom we put that faith into. Do we put it into ourselves? that we will be able to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, so to speak. That we will be able to muster the strength and the nurture and everything, be able to face the enemies of our lives. Are we that strong? Or are we calling upon Jesus to be the King of our lives, knowing that we are sinful creatures? That in Romans, the Apostle Paul says the wages of sin is death. And many people just go to that end part, the wages of sin is death, and are terrified and full of fear. But the end of that verse says, but the free gift of God is life eternal in Christ Jesus. And so as we think about that, as we bring it to the fore part of our lives, as those who believe in Jesus, we know that as we tremble in fear and anxiety over things that happen in our lives, that we have a foundation. We have strength in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my life too. Remember that man in the boxcar shut the doors and he died because he was fearful and anxiety, full of anxious worry? My father was diagnosed with lung cancer in the early part of September of 1989. And when I took him to see, he had a couple tests, and then we went to see the oncologist. The oncologist told Dad that even though he had 3 days of chemo, it didn't kill or retract the tumor in his lungs, that they were going to have to start radiation therapy. And of course, my dad, who saw the glass half empty, never half full, asked the doctor, if radiation doesn't work, how long do I have? And the doctor said 6 months. We left that office, and my dad threw up his hands and he says, 6 months, what's the use? He was like that man in the boxcar, not even thinking about the faith life that he had, only about what was growing on the inside of his body. And he said, what do I do? Nothing. He died before those 6 months. The inner belief that he had never really took hold. Even though he believed in Jesus as Lord and Savior, he was still grieving by himself and still being like that young man in the boxcar. How do we see Jesus? How do we behold Jesus? Jesus gives us a pattern to follow. Jesus gives his life as a ransom for many so that we would in turn tell others about him. Jesus is our rest. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light. Jesus beckons us to himself. Jesus beckons us to come down on bended knee and to receive his strength, to receive his gift of life, to receive him and the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are given a new life. A new life that is centered in Jesus. We do have a tough life. Even when the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and he gathered us together and pulled us together and said he will never leave us nor forsake us. We have trouble in our lives. Because we know that our spiritual lives are on a spiritual roller coaster. We're not completely straight. Some days were really strong in the Lord, and other days were really down in the dumps in the valley, and we don't know how to get out of there. But Jesus has come into our lives, and he has reached down his hand to grab us, hold of us, and pull us up, just like he grabbed hold of Peter when Peter was sinking. After Jesus beckoned him to walk on the water, and he said, "Ye of little faith." That faith of ours that is given by the power of the Holy Spirit sometimes is rocky. And we are in need of Jesus. And we're given that new life by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be able to follow Jesus and be strengthened by him. So that's what this Sunday is all about. It's the culmination of the entire church year. And pretty soon we're going to begin again, the first Sunday in Advent. Not just looking forward to Christmas, but looking forward to Jesus coming again. Because that's what all Scripture says to us, that Jesus died and he rose again, and he will come back again to gather his faithful. So this Sunday reminds us that we have a future and we have a hope. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back. Jesus could come back tonight or tomorrow or the next year. But all of Scripture tells us Jesus is coming. So yes, Jesus is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's going to come back again when he's good and ready. Remember when you were a child? And you played the game hide and seek. And you stood by a tree or a column or whatever. And you stood there and you closed your eyes. And as you started counting, everybody went and hid. And you got up to the magical number, whether it was 20 or 50 or 100. And then you said, "Here I come, ready or not." Jesus says, "Here I come, ready or not." And how do we get ready? We read about God and Jesus in the Scriptures. We come to hear his word. We come to encourage one another as those who are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we may grab hold of each other and say, "Yes, Jesus, we're ready." In Christ's holy name, amen.